I folded my hands as in prayer, then opened them as if reading. Next I crossed myself and shook my head. No, not a Catholic service. Again I pantomimed reading the Bible. The driver was smiling again. He started across town, and sure enough, he had understood. We stopped at a red brick building that boasted two spires. 10 minutes later, I was seated at a Reformed church service behind the Iron Curtain. I was surprised at the size of the congregation. The church was about three-quarters full. I was surprised, too, at the number of young people. The singing was enthusiastic, the sermon apparently scripture-centered, as the preacher was constantly referring to his Bible. When the service was over, I waited in the rear of the sanctuary to see if I could find anyone who spoke a language I spoke. My clothes must have marked me as a foreigner, for before long I heard the word, "Welcome." I turned and found myself looking into the face of the pastor. "Could you wait a moment?" he said in English. "I should like to speak with you." And I with him. After most of the congregation had left, the pastor and a handful of young people volunteered to answer my questions. Yes, they worshipped openly, and with considerable freedom, as long as they stayed clear of political subjects. Yes, there were members of the church who were also members of the Communist Party. Well, the regime had done so much for the people that one just closed an eye to the rest. "It is a compromise, yes," said the pastor, with a shrug of his shoulders. "But what can you do?" "What church do you belong to at home?" one of the young men asked in excellent English. "Baptist." "Would you like to go to a Baptist service?" "Very much indeed." He got out pencil and paper and wrote down an address for me. "There's a service tonight," he said. And that evening, after learning from the rest of the Dutch delegation how boring the day's endless speeches had been, I set out by taxi once again, this time armed with a specific address. The service was already in progress when I arrived. There was a smaller turnout here. The people were less well-dressed, and there were almost no teenagers. But an interesting thing happened. Word was passed to the minister that a foreigner was in the congregation, and I was immediately asked to come up on the platform and speak to them. I was astonished. Did they have this amount of freedom? "Is there anyone here who speaks German or English?" I asked, not realizing that I had discovered a technique I would use often in the future. It happened that there was a woman in the congregation that night who spoke German. Through her, I preached my first sermon behind the Iron Curtain. It was short and insignificant, except for one inescapable fact. Here I was, a Christian from the other side of the Iron Curtain, standing up and preaching the gospel in a communist country. At the end of my little talk, the pastor said the most interesting thing of all. "We want to thank you," he said, "for being here. Even if you had not said a word, just seeing you would have meant so much.